Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did. All right, friends, we're back. We're back for season three, and I got two crazy people with me. I got Christina and Maggie.
Hello.
And that's not sufficient. I'm going to need you to say a full on hello, Christina.
Hello. How are you?
So tonight we're all just kind of getting together, and we did this last minute. We wanted to bring on Chris so y'all can hear who she is, get to know her a little bit better. And honestly, we can just have a little lady chat amongst the three of us. We'll tell you guys how we came to know each other and how Chris came to Truth Rising. So I don't know, where should we start? Where do we start, friends? Oh my gosh. I guess I'll start. So all three of us at one point had started to attend the same church. Way back before Maggie, I actually got to meet Chris. She was the first and only person to join my small group. And it was so funny because when you meet Christina, Maggie, and myself, we are polar opposites, all three of us. Like, we look different. We act kind of similar. Actually, we have the same sense of humor, I think. But for the most part, we're just so different. However, it works. And when we started studying 1 John, we realized why it works. It's because it's Christ in us. And you're going to be more capable to be in relationship with those that walk in light than those that don't. You'll find yourself to have more in common than you think. Because if you would have taken that away and just placed us probably in, I mean, I don't know, maybe we would have. But again, we're polar opposites. So Chris walks up to me after I had announced my small group and starts to interrogate me. Oh, that's because Christina was also a parole officer. What all have you done?
I worked in a private run prison, and then I was a probation parole officer with the state of Florida for felony probation.
Yeah. So she sizes people up for for a living. And now you're doing full-time personal training, right?
Correct.
Yes. So Christina came and she was the only one to join my small group. We started a small group and where we decided we were just going to read the Bible and see how it went. No devotional, no extra material, just God's word. My husband planted that in my mind a while before that. He was like, I just wish we could attend an actual Bible study where they study the Bible. So I was going to try it out. And we did. And no one really came. And then one day, Maggie came.
Which is funny because it was a small group for military and first responder wives. And that's typically not my jam. I grew up military kid. And so I'm not like, oh. So yeah, it was kind of funny that I even went to that group to begin with, because it's not typically where I normally would get drawn to.
I think you walked in and you were like, so what are you guys studying? We're like, the Bible.
Oh, you were great. Like, okay, open to, I think we were in a, you guys were finishing up Ephesians. You're like, okay, Ephesians.
Well, Maggie comes in when she didn't have like this personal pocket Bible or something that was very skinny and fit in her purse.
I don't think our home goods were here yet.
Oh, that was.
So I think I had David's Bible.
You said I grabbed my husband's Bible.
Yeah. Cause that was like what I have been using because it was small.
And what's funny, and we're getting, there's a reason this is funny. So I never assume anyone knows anything about scripture when they come into a small group. We shouldn't. And we should be able and ready to start from basic square one, how to look up a verse. So I always start with new people. Do you know how to look up a verse? That's just a simple question. I think I asked you something like that. And Maggie's like, yes. And so then we started to discuss the Bible. And as Maggie's opening her mouth, I'm like, oh, this chick really knows what she's talking about. Come to find out, Maggie actually wrote a study on how to study the Bible called Nourish.
Also, I did like Bible quizzing because I'm a nerd from like.
But you have your master's in
third grade. Oh, no, my master's is in special education.
But you have your bachelor's in missions.
Missions, yeah. So like,
yeah.
Bible college. And yeah, Chris went to a Bible college too.
Both y'all did.
Yeah.
So. It was so funny because you ended up getting us three in a room only by the grace of God, because this turned into such a powerful, beautiful relationship in all of our lives. I'll say that on behalf of everyone.
Yeah.
I think what's really a good takeaway from our friendship, ladies, if you're listening, it's extremely important to meet others that are like-minded, that are followers of Jesus Christ, that you can laugh with, that you can come in and challenge each other, hold each other accountable, be honest with each other. And on top of that, like, don't judge someone strictly on the exterior or maybe that first moment impression that you meet. If I would have judged Chris or Maggie on our first meet cue, I don't know if it would have continued on, because it was, you know, it's like a first date. You're kind of like, I don't know. And you ask weird questions. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I asked that. Does she think I'm weird? She thinks I'm weird. Oh my gosh, she thinks I'm weird. And so it's just like this whole mind thing. You have to push past it, because when you do that, when you're capable of seeing beyond the exterior and really listening and finding out who they are and peeling back some of those layers and being willing to let those layers of yourself be peeled back, you guys, you could have friendship just like this. You could have this right where you're at, but you have to step outside your comfort zone. You have to find a church. You have to plug yourself in. You have to be willing to go to these things. You have to be willing to participate in these things. But that was one of my favorite things, is if anyone else would have ever told me, I would have been in a small group. And granted, the thing what's really cool about this, y'all interrupt me whenever you want. When we were in this small group, occasionally we'd have like stragglers come in. We'd get really excited and then they wouldn't come back. And like, okay. And I ended up getting orders. My husband's still in the military and we had to move. And so I had went to pass the baton to Maggie because I don't know. Maggie,
I have
study on how to study
yeah,
the Bible. Like it was just Maggie, do you want to take over this? And she was like, no. Well, all of a sudden, Christina comes out of nowhere in the last couple
like last
months.
Day.
Well, the last day.
Yeah. Literally the last meeting.
And she's got passion in this light in her. And she's on fire. She's like, I got 10 pages of notes. And I'm like, all right. Wow.
Always.
With her KJV. And so she ended up, I looked at Chris in the thing and I said, why aren't you leading a small group? And what did you say? Like, people had said really dumb things to you, to be honest. What had people told you?
Well, I have, or I've been told that I have.
What's in
Can we censor? Can we beep this out?
Beep face.
There you go. Okay. That works.
And so
resting
also,
bad lady face.
There you go. So that coupled with the nature of like the careers that I've been in, being in criminal justice field for so long, I come across as very harsh and to the point and abrupt. And so I was concerned that leading a group of women, that don't know me, like I would come across as I get told that I look intimidating all the time. But then also I was scared that I would say something the wrong way or just be misleading by how my personality is. And then I would, you know, confuse someone or just hinder the gospel. And that's the last thing that I wanted to do. So it was a lot of reservation based off of what I've been told about my appearance and then just not wanting to say or do the wrong thing.
Which, and I'm so glad that you met us because we told her that was absolutely ridiculous and not the case at all. There's a thing with Chris that when I saw in her, it doesn't matter who you are. Like people, like the stragglers would come in and Christina would be like, I found you on Facebook. I need you to accept my friend request. What's your phone number? We're going to go to dinner. Are you good with that? Like it was just like,
y'all did that with me. Yes, I remember did. Chris got my information. Not Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany was like, can you send it to me? I guess.
Cause it doesn't even cross my mind. Like, honestly, I wasn't even, oh, I should hang out with these people outside of this building, like, which is so sad.
So and it's Chris, so funny because Chris hates that saying, doing life together, but she's great at it. She's like, I don't need a saying because I literally do this. That's just how you're supposed to be. Yeah. Like she does life with people. I mean, I was sick a couple weeks ago and she's like, what do you need? And I don't like asking for help, but I know Chris actually will help me. I was like, I need a heating pad. And it's like laying next to the bed right here. Like she went and bought, I told her, if you have a heating pad, can I borrow it? She went and bought one because of course, you know, she wasn't going to be like, oh, I don't have one. So yeah, it's just funny because she hates that saying. She rolls her eyes anytime someone says it, but it's like, okay, but like you literally do that. So.
She's exactly what like a small group leader. I mean, the friend thing is a given, but like mm-hmm. you are exactly what was needed. And we need more of that. You don't just go to the exterior and the surface layer. You go beyond that. It was just so beautiful to see you like come in. Yeah. Why aren't I? All right. I can do this. And like she did. And now you guys have one of the fast. I left. So clearly that was the common denominator. And then all of a sudden, you guys, they had to get another table. Like their thing is boomed. And it's so beautiful because they're still just reading the Bible. And I hate saying it like that, but that's the whole point. The Bible is sufficient. I think it's intimidating. But when you have women like Maggie and women like Chris, but if you guys could hear our Voxer conversations, the weird stuff that we, exactly. You don't need other materials. I'm not saying other materials are bad. Have at it. My mom tells me all the time. She's like, I can't just do that. I like a devotional. I'm like, great. I don't want homework. And so it's up to you, but you've got to find, like, it's okay as well. If you don't say, or if you say, okay, this really isn't doing it for me. I'm just not whatever. Well, don't just sit there and use it as an excuse. Start your own. Don't listen to what other people are telling you. If you're getting the prompting by God that he's saying, hey, start one, invite other women and listen, I'm serious, for a solid year. It was maybe three people max. Like there was, it was not a large group at all, but I kept going and I'm glad I did. And there was many Wednesdays that I would show up and no one was there. I kept asking my husband, I'm like, why am I doing this? This is, I must be really bad at this. But if I hadn't have kept going, because that's what we're supposed to do, I would have missed out on this type of relationship. And now we know why, looking back. God needed to speed up the connection we had and the relationship we built because I was leaving. And because of that, we had the time to connect and become friends. So I think and it's so good too, because here is like, this is a hot dumpster fire right here. Chris.
Well, I'm going to cut you off real quick because I do. It's so funny. I remember there were times where Chris wouldn't come and I was almost like, oh, good. Because like, I really do need to talk to Tiffany. Like I really need Blake.
And I'm in trouble.
Because you can't lie to Tiffany. She can see it in your whole body if something is wrong. And like, there were just nights where it was, something's like really wrong. And I need to just be able to talk to somebody about it. And so I love that it was so small because if Chris would text and she's like, hey, I'm not going to be there tonight. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm getting a talking to you from, we're doing some, you know, weird emotional cleansing thing tonight. And I'm going to cry for like 3 hours straight. And the connection pastors is going to come in and, okay, bye.
Maggie, though, I mean, granted, that's the sweetest thing. And it's, I don't even know how what to say. That's just a beautiful compliment to receive from someone. But it's also funny because Maggie would be the one that would cry during announcements.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm a crier. But you can't hold that stuff in. You got to let it out. No.
Exactly. Well, and that's what's so, it's really true. Like the body of Christ is not just, there's a reason he explains it that way. Mm-hmm. Each one of us brings something different just to this relationship. Yeah. Like Maggie, for example, you guys need someone to just pray over you in such a powerful way. Y'all, wow. One day I had just lost it. I was done. I was crying. I couldn't even get a sentence out of them. And Maggie, she's like, I just put a show on. We're just going to pray. And we're on Voxer.
A show on for my son.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. And
so, we're just going to watch The Office until you stop crying.
And I sat there and for 12 minutes, to some people that might be like, for me, it was probably one of the greatest gifts anyone had ever given me. For 12 minutes, she just sat and she just talked to God and she just washed me in it. I felt, I can't even explain it. It wasn't Maggie's opinion. It wasn't her input. It was the power of Christ in her that she was washing over her friend. And it was the most, it was so powerful for me. I've never had that happen. Tara will pray. Whoa, hell away. Like she is like, that is Tara's. She's the girl I go to for sometimes.
You need a shirt like, for Tara that says that. Cause I like that. Pray yes, the hell away.
Exactly. I didn't have it where it came from, but it's just so fun. But I love that. But it's all like, we've got Chris who is the one who does life with people. We, you know, I genuinely want to know, are you okay? And if not, let's talk about it. And Maggie is, I'm going to pray for you and it's going to, your blood pressure just went down. It's great. You're okay. Your respirators have
increased. You used to ask me if my husband would fall asleep while I was talking to him because you're like, just how you talk.
I was like, this is going to sound really rude, but it's not meant to be because it's so calming to hear you talk. Does your husband fall asleep when you talk?
Maybe that's why he's like, babe, can you stop talking while I'm driving? We'll go with that.
That's probably it. That's probably it. All right. Well, that's a little bit. Is there anything I'm missing in how we all came to be?
No. I think we should talk a little bit about how we're still together with you being miles away because.
And how we make it work. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be honest. I'm a really bad long distance friend. I'm sorry to all my friends, like back in Hawaii, if you haven't heard from me, I feel like I'm just very intentional with my friendships. And so like, if I can't see you on a regular basis, it's just like, I'm sorry, you know? But I think just the intentionality, that Tiffany has brought of like, no, you guys are my people. You know, we went from the first date to now it's like, I'm married to Tiffany, I guess, because like, I don't know if I'll ever have her out of my life because of Voxer.
Thanks to Voxer.
And so I think that that's one thing is just like being very intent, like when you find it, being intentional, but also being intentional about putting the work in. Like I've only known you guys since like what, March, April? We've had some moments, like we've all had to apologize to each other. We've all had to like own up to things. We've all had to say, you know, like that hurt what you did, like what you said. And isn't it
amazing? Cause it made us stronger.
Yeah.
Like we didn't run from it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. There were moments that it was beautiful. Actually, both of you were willing to like reach out to me. And you talked it through. And it was, I have sometimes trust issues with that because most of the time women will just take off or just say something mean and then just leave it alone and it's done. And it's
just
it's
like,
so
sad. it wasn't that big of a deal. Kind of like minimize it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it is, it's uncomfortable to 100%. Hurt your friends. Like it's very uncomfortable. And we naturally do not want to say that we're sorry or own up. We naturally want to be like Adam and Eve and go hide.
Exactly. Well, like you were saying earlier, the relationship has to be more important than the ego or being right or whatever the case may be. Like, and if that is where your basis is, right? So God, is this the woman or these women you want in my life? And if the answer is yes, then like you said, fighting for it, protecting it, nurturing it. Relationships are relationships. They all take work and effort. And if you don't do that, they do. They go out. They fizzle out. Doesn't mean they were pointless. And just the ones that stick, yeah, you got it. Like you said.
Yeah. Because like, I don't feel like you've moved.
Weird.
Oh, wait a second. When was the last time I physically saw her? Because I'm like, I talk to these girls like every day. So it's really strange because I'm like, wait, Tiffany did move.
Well, now that we got Chris to come on Voxer, now she doesn't stop talking. So
yeah,
it took you a minute. Chris, you didn't want to do Voxer at first and then you got on it.
I didn't want to have to put another stinking app on my phone.
Now, do you love it or do you hate it? What are your feelings? Because I want
converting people now.
There are options.
I am.
Yes.
I enjoy it because I can do other things. I can multitask while using Voxer. But at the same time, it's easy to ramble. And if I get behind and y'all have had like a 3-hour conversation, I have a whole other podcast to listen to when I, have the time. So,
and see, what's funny is it works for us. Like Christy and I love her to pieces. Christy will not get on Voxer. It ain't happening. But it worked, but that doesn't work for us. Her and I work in real-time conversation on the phone. And it's great. I love that. But for us, Voxer, it's this app, by the way, it's like messages that you can send back and forth and you listen like 1, 2, 3 times the speed. Anyways, but it's great for like moms and stuff because Maggie's kid may be having a meltdown. And she's like, I can't talk right now and I can't hear you, but it's like so fun. And we've turned it into something that has kept us oddly connected in a really, I love it. It works for this group. It really does. What other things have we done? I think just keeping up with the laughter. I think that's something very precious about this friendship, by the way, too. We know how to laugh. We don't take things a little bit too serious.
Probably need to be more serious at times.
Like Maggie, I was not expecting it. All of a sudden, like when she started to get a little bit more comfortable. Wow, Maggie,
he's on it.
So it's fantastic. All right. Well, that's how we met each other. That's how we continue to be friends. And what else should we talk about, ladies? Maggie, what was that question you asked earlier? I liked that one.
So what was the most impactful thing you did this year for your spiritual growth?
The most impactful thing.
Yeah.
Like what did this year for my spiritual growth?
Like what is something that you did this year that you're just like, wow, that really helped me grow closer to God this year?
Mine was definitely finding the Through the Word app. Mm-hmm. That has been huge in the mornings. So I think with the chaos of moving and the craziness of life, I realized it's not going to always be a nice hot cup of coffee, quiet with a nice little dim lighting as I read my Bible all the time. And if I'm expecting that, then I'm really not going to get to ever spend time with God. Yeah. And through the Word, I am not a morning person. I can't wake right up and go boom right into my Bible. I like to at some point in the morning because, His mercies and grace are new every morning. It's like putting on your seatbelt after you've gotten home already. I'd rather start my day if at all possible. So Through the Word is an app. It's a ministry. It's amazing. My husband actually introduced it to me. And it gives you commentary and then it reads you that part of the Bible. And you can pick what version you like, ESV, KJV, whatever it is. And it's so good because I wake up in the morning and instead of, I have a rule now, I don't listen to any of my Voxers. I don't check my messages. I don't get on social media. I don't do anything. I listen to at least one chapter of Through the Word. And then I just kind of spend some time talking to God. And it's changed priorities, I guess you could say. And it doesn't usually stop there. For the most part, I'll listen to it and it will trigger so many thoughts throughout the day. And you have to really be present. Like you have to actually be present and partake in this. You can't just have it on like check that box. I did something mm-hmm. nice for you, God. Woohoo. Pat me on the back. No, you know, it has to be a desire. Like, all right, what do you have in this amazing book that never ends that I get to learn about today? How do I get to learn more about you, God? Because the Bible's not about us. It's about mm-hmm. God. And when we take ourselves out of it and we look for God in it, it's pretty insanely amazing how what happens and how you just want more and more.
Just like way better.
Yeah. Like, it changes everything.
Yeah. When you're not like, oh, what are the giants that I'm facing, like David and Goliath? But when you're like, oh my gosh, look at what God did mm-hmm. within David's life and like in the Israelites' life. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he can do that in my life. It like so takes the focus off of like, what are me and my giants to like, wow, that's the God that's on my side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's way better.
It changes everything. It really does. And then it's nice too, because I have so many women in my life now. And again, you would ask me 10 years ago, I would never have thought this, but that love to talk about it with me. And mm-hmm. so it's fun because I think that's been another thing is just who I've put in my fishbowl this last year, being protective of that. I'm called to be loving and kind to everyone. And I will be. I love people. I love getting to know people. But those that I have close, near and dear to me, those are the ones that I think I've really been intentional with now. And I've seen a huge difference because I don't just put people in there that tell me things I want to hear,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I put people in there that challenge me and encourage me, but at the same time, know how to just come alongside me and just, okay, we're going to just sit here for a minute, you know, like that's okay too. But yeah, but I think that would be the biggest thing. And honestly, I think that's like one of the most practical things, but one of the broader is I've learned what it looks like to fully surrender. Mm-hmm. And it's y'all, I could tell you story after story this last year where it took me up to the point of full surrender and then God move. And it was so beautiful. So one time I remember I was like, you know what? I came to the point. I fully surrendered. I lifted my hands. I said, okay, I don't want it anymore. It's yours. I'm good. And I felt such peace and calm, and no joke, 20 minutes later, boom, God moved in a huge way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, even just recently, God moved in a huge way, but he keeps getting me to that point where it's like, no, but I need you to really come here and surrender all. And then I can do what I'm meant to do here. And he just keeps teaching me. I feel like every time he's like, okay, are we there yet? Oh, we're not. Okay. All right. We'll repeat this. But it's
he's
just
such
so
a father.
Oh,
he
I
really
know,
has
right?
to like, and he's the patient father. He has way more patience than we have.
Big time. And it's yeah. just so I think that would be the surrender of letting the Spirit actually lead, having the Holy Spirit, understanding that's a person, and the Holy Spirit, who is that to you and what's your relationship like with the Holy Spirit. So I think those three things would be the biggest is through the word is a great practical thing you can do. Learning to surrender. It's not easy. A lot of times I kick and scream like a toddler, but getting to that point and really, really wanting to hear God and focus on my relationship with the Holy Spirit, which is something I never really paid attention to before. So those are mine. Mm. What about you, Mags?
Are you Mags? Okay. Because I was about to say, what about you, Chris, the teacher calling on you guys? Okay, well, I'll do two. I would say for my Bible reading, I started reading through the Psalms this year. I'm on like 104, 105. So it's been about 105 days since I started doing it. But I was listening to this guy teaching about the Psalms on, it's like a Christian subscription. So you do have to pay for it if you want access to the videos, but it's pretty cheap. It's like $14 a month, called Theos U. And the guy, Ian, I can't think of his last name right now. But he was doing a Psalms one and I was listening to it. And he was saying that there were many more Psalms that aren't like included in the Bible. So that means that these 150 are God's favorites that he wanted to include And these are the ones that were inspired by the Spirit. And these are the prayers and the praises that God hears and He loves. He loved them so much to put them in the Bible. And so I bought the ESV, it's like illuminated Psalms. So it's just the book of Psalms, but it's journaling. So it's one page of Psalms, one page for notes. And I decided to pray through them. So every day I'll read the Psalm and I will write a prayer inspired by that Psalm. And my goodness, that has been so powerful for my prayer life because I learned so much about like what God will let me tell Him, like, I don't feel you close to me. You know, that's okay to say in prayer. And I can say, I feel like I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like really getting to those vulnerable places that you feel like you can't even let God into. And so to get there, but also at the end, most of the time at the end of the Psalm, you see typically David or one of the other authors getting to a place where it's like, this is really hard. I don't feel you close. I can't hear your voice, but I know I can trust you.
The even if faith. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just learning, you know, like over and over and over, God is my refuge. God is my refuge. And I love, this is like a little rabbit trail, because in Chris's small group, we studied the first book that we studied was Ruth, and Boaz told Ruth that she was under his wings and she was under God's wings. And David is Ruth's grandson. And he says that quite often in his Psalms, that we are under God's wings. And I'm almost like, I wonder if that was just like a family saying, you know, like he had been told the story of Boaz and Ruth. And so it was just something that was like a generational faith thing passed down to David. And so I think that that's just so cool. And it makes me think like, what are things that I'm saying now, you know, to my child? And like, how cool would that be if like, that's something that my grandkids or great grandkids say, you know, because it's just something that you hear repeated so often. So that was a little rabbit trail.
No, I love that. Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that definitely, and just learning to pray like a warrior, like David was in like a physical warrior and we're in a spiritual battle. And so learning to pray against my spiritual enemies, like David prayed against his physical enemies who were, he could feel them trying to kill him physically. And I think a lot of times we forget that this, that the devil is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And we don't pray against that.
But our fight is not with flesh and blood, but against the spiritual realm. Absolutely. We don't address it enough.
Yeah. Learning to pray against my spiritual enemies, that they would be destroyed and I would be protected from them and stuff. And so it's just been like, it's been phenomenal. Like my prayer life, I feel like has completely changed just learning to pray those ways.
There's a battle raging right now that we cannot see in the spiritual realm. And sometimes we feel the impact of that, right, in this world. And we, through whatever temptation, struggles, you know, obstacles, whatever the case may be, trials, tribulations. But it's true. I feel a lot of times we haven't prepared Christians to step into the reality of, hey, like just because you're a Christian, it doesn't mean it's all rainbows and sunshine. Here's the thing. Yeah. You can have the fruit of the Spirit. You can have joy when it's burning all around you. You can have peace when it's burning all around you. You can have all the fruit of the Spirit. But at the same time, you need to understand that you're an actual threat to a real enemy that wants you to be destroyed. He hates you. He hates your children. He hates your husband. He hates your family. He wants to destroy you. And when we don't arm our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, by what's the number one thing? within the armor of God, what we just talked about, the seventh mm-hmm. one, praying. Yeah. It is a piece of the weapon, or it's a weapon God gives us. So it's the sword of the spirit is the one you pick up. And then there's a comma and it says praying. And Maggie was talking about that. And so learning to pray, especially in the spirit, praying in the way that God intended, like he gave us prayer. Yes. To build that relationship and have that direct line of communication through the Son, we're able to go to the Father, but it's also a weapon that he gave us. And we've got to teach people, you're not like, you don't just have to sit there and be tormented. You're not just left alone. God mm-hmm. sent his Son. He sent his Holy Spirit down to fill you in a way and give you the ability to pray. Like Maggie just said, like a warrior, you are mm-hmm. able to do that. Go ahead, yeah. Chris, your hand is up.
So a lot of times too, I think something that we forget quite often is that the issues that we see in the physical world are rooted in the spiritual world. And so if we're not handling our business in the spiritual world, we're just treating the symptoms, like mm-hmm. with our bodies. Like when we get sick, we have a fever and we have all these other symptoms and we treat the symptoms. But what is the actual issue? The fever is not the issue. What is causing the fever? That's what we need to treat. And I think we forget that a lot of times when it comes to the spiritual world and who we are in Christ.
Very yeah. well said. Oh, I love yeah. that.
Yeah. And I love too. We are wrapping up Ephesians in Chris's small group. And when she did, like, she read like a little intro from her Bible, and it said that Paul was speaking to Christians who are spiritually rich, but acting like they are spiritually poor. And I think like mm-hmm. that's one thing that we really miss out on is we're always like, oh God, like, oh, you know, just you're like being a spiritual beggar, but it's like, you don't have to be like that. Like you mm-hmm. can be, you are spiritually rich, but like, are you tapping into that?
Like, so well said. That's yeah. good. Damn. Yeah. I want to say that.
Thank you, KJV, for that intro. I would say my other thing that's kind of more like in the life, I guess, I don't know. That's a weird way to say that, but
in doing your life.
Yeah. In doing life with God was finding a church. You know, we moved here at the beginning of the year. I had already begun looking at churches before we moved. You know, and I was like, these are the ones that we're going to try out. And it was quite a roller coaster ride. Like I thought that I had found the church that I was going to be at, and kind of like you were talking about, Tiffany, like I kind of had to surrender it. And, it was so interesting because I was like, okay, God, there were all these signs that like, this was where I was supposed to be. And I know that he had me there for a reason. Like, I don't think that I was being disobedient to him or not hearing, you know, his guidance when I kind of picked the first church. One of the biggest reasons was meeting you wonderful mm-hmm. ladies. Like,
yep.
But then it was just, and I remember checking with the spirit, like, okay, are you sure that this is where I'm supposed to be? Okay. Are you sure? Okay. You keep saying like, yep, stay put where you're supposed to be. And then just one day it was just like, boom, nope, you are supposed to be leaving. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. And so I think just because finding your church body it's so important, mm-hmm. you know, like it's a commandment to not forsake the gathering of believers. And it was honestly, it was really hard. And it looked completely different than I thought it was going to. I mm-hmm. thought I was going to find, boom, we're going to find the church that we're supposed to be going to right away. It's going to be amazing. Not saying that this journey hasn't been amazing, but just I really had to lean into God mm-hmm. and just trust that it's okay if it doesn't look how I think it's supposed to, but also to keep fighting for that, to make sure that I'm being obedient to that, because it hasn't been super easy. and so I would say just being diligent about making sure that I am where God wants me to be mm-hmm. and being okay when he says, okay, it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm like, God, I feel like I wasted like a whole year. Like I just joined a church in November and I've been here since January. I'm like, God, come on. You gotta use me so much of this church. But it's like, no, that wasn't.
You were meant for a season. There was a reason for it. Absolutely.
For the season.
Reason for the season. But at the same time, we are members to Jesus. We are members to the kingdom of heaven. That's where we belong and we're obedient to him. Mm-hmm. And when he says go, it's like,
okay.
You know, like we don't get to ask questions. Mm-hmm. You either are obedient and you walk with the Spirit leading or not. And I think that's something more of us Christians need to pay attention to. I'm not bashing church membership, but I don't fully agree to an extent where it's like, okay, but I belong to the kingdom of heaven. I belong to Jesus. Yeah. I am a Jesus follower. I love the feeling of home when a church brings you in, but I love that your heart was first and foremost like, well, where do you want me? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't up to Maggie. It was up to him. And you didn't stop. Like Maggie searched for a church for a really long time. And it was something that looked different for her, like she said. But now it's like, oh, it's so good. It's like, it's how God, like you're like, no, this is only because of God.
Yeah. Because I'm even just going to tell you guys this because I just think that it's so cool. I mean, I've already told you guys, of course, like the day that it happened, but you guys who are listening, it was so funny because a couple weekends ago, I was just like, man, God, like, what am I doing? I feel like, what am I doing? I'm searching. And that was obviously the enemy planting that in my head. And a couple weeks ago, Tiffany had said, like, when you're being attacked by the enemy, like, call on Jesus' name and he will come. So I was like, okay, Jesus. Come on, I need you. And so I posed the same question to Jesus. I was like, Jesus, what am I doing? What am I doing here? I feel like I'm just running around in circles and like, what is going on? And he whispered, it wasn't like an audible. I'm not one of those people who like hears, you know, audible voices, but I do hear it in my spirit. And he was just like, you're being obedient. You're doing what I told you to do. And I didn't even tell you guys about this because I was like, I don't even want to like, because what if it doesn't work out? I don't even want to like, I don't want to say this and it doesn't work out. And so, there is a story in Genesis where Abraham sends one of his servants back to, I think it's Sarah's family, to find a wife for Isaac. And the servant prays and he says, let the woman who comes and waters my camels, what donkeys, I don't know what, my animals, let her be the one that I'm supposed to ask, you know, to come back and marry Isaac. And I felt the spirit just, I don't know if it was a spirit or me just saying like the next church that I get communion at, let that be the church that I'm supposed to be at.
This was an epic day.
I'm not even joking. The church that I had, you know, I was like, I kind of think that this is the one. The next Sunday, they do communion.
And we sent pictures, each of us, because we'd all been, for some weird reason, that was something. And Maggie, all of a sudden I get a picture from Maggie. I just started smiling because there I was doing this exact same thing. I was like,
yes,
no way. It was so cool.
I'm not joking. The pastor preached such a good sermon and I like went back and I asked him to pray for me and he prayed for me. And that day they were doing their last membership class for the year. And so I was kind of like, well, I guess I'm becoming a member today. I did not come with any expectation of joining that church that day, but it was just like, you know, what is that? Here's your sign.
But look at that. You surrendered it and then boom, God moved. He made it so easy. He's not a God that makes it like he, like that's like confusion or, you know, disorder. Like he's a God that wants you where he wants you and he's going to help lead you there and make it known to you. Like, if this is his will, what's that? Oh, I'm going to butcher that scripture. If you ask in, if it's
in Jesus' name,
as long as it's according to my will or something, you know, I will or so anyways, but that's exactly, it sounds like what you did.
Yeah.
I love that, Maggie. Those are big things. That's like a big, I feel like we all had some big things. Chris, what'd you have this year?
Y'all. So I think one of the bigger things, I think one of the, what is the word I'm looking for? Something that propelled me forward into other decisions that I made this year was you guys and having, you know, that support group and those godly people in my corner to push me and encourage me. And, you know, if I'm being dumb, like, hey, no, you're in the wrong. Let's get it together. Maggie, I'm going to pray for you now, you know, different like that. But also just like encouraging, like, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, Tiffany, you're definitely an encourager. And so, you know, if there was anything going on, I mean, you guys were right there alongside me, like pushing me forward and encouraging me, you know, to make, you know, good decisions and, or, you know, hey, maybe this is not the best thing to say or do, you know, in this situation for your, you know, towards your husband, because that's just going to end up in a fight. So I was like, okay, great idea. I don't need help with those. So having like-minded people in your corner and women of the faith and people to, again, propel you forward and to push you in the right direction. I think that's really, really vital and really important. And something, especially as women, I think that we don't have a lot of. I mean, we may have friends or fake friends, or we got social media, you know, but it's like, is that real? Is that genuine? Are they going to encourage you and, you know, push you to make those hard decisions or those good decisions? I think that's really important. So I would say that. And then also with that, because of you guys, I did end up, Maggie did.
What? I said, maybe not because of me.
You're an encourager. So I don't even remember what the conversation was. Something about
you. You were worried if someone was going to ask you, have you ever read the Bible from front start or start to finish? And you're like, I mean, not technically.
I don't know why that came up. But yeah, so I was thinking about that and how, you know, I was raised in church. I got saved when I was 10 years old. I gave my life to the Lord. I was in Christian school from fifth grade till I graduated, went to a Christian college. But so I've been all over the Bible, and I've been in Bible studies and choir and vocalty and all these things. But I just dawned on me, I don't know if anyone presented me with that question. Could I answer that? Yeah, I have read the entire Bible. I mean, I've been a Christian for 21, 22 years, you know, and I felt really guilty about that. And I just didn't know how to do that. And a lot of times, like when we were talking earlier about, instead of just reading the Bible or studying the Bible, it's like having that devotional, and there's tons of devotionals and things out there, especially on the Bible app, which I love the Bible app, but you know, it's like, okay, let's start this plan. And then you just fall off the wagon. And so once again, having you guys to encourage me to do that, Maggie had suggested reading the Bible through, it was like a 30-day shred on the Bible app is what it was called. We're giving a lot of free whatever it's called for all these
promos.
Promo. There you go. And so Tiffany was like, hey, that's a lot. And I don't know. I'm kind of one of those people that I'm an all or nothing kind of girl, which sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes not so much. But you know, I thought, what better way to just knock it out is to go for it. So with the Bible app, you can actually listen to the Bible, not just read it. And so when I had moments to sit down, I would read through the Bible and my actual lovely worn out KJV. But I would also a lot of times driving places and, you know, working. And I got married, as we talked about earlier, a little over a year ago, when we just purchased a new home together in August. So now I live 25 miles away from my daughter's school, my church, where I work. So I do a lot of driving. And so that gave me a lot of time to listen to the Bible. We went on vacation for my birthday, 6-hour drive. So we were listening to the Bible that way. And you can also increase the speed. So that was helpful too. But I mean, I was actually listening to it. But so I did not get the Bible read through in 34 days, but in 30 days, but I did read it through in 34, which just reading through in and of itself is a feat in and of itself. But being completely consumed by the Word of God, I mean, having it just wash over me and pour into me, you know, day in and day out was just a whole different ball game for me. I would work out. I'm a personal trainer, as we mentioned, but I would literally work out and listen to the Bible, which you think would be really weird and not encouraging, but it was. So
ultimate encouragement.
I mean, it was good. I do like music. God has gifted me with music. So that is my jam. But I did use that time as well. I used every opportunity I could to consume the Word of God. And so that had a huge impact on my life, gave me that unexplainable peace in weird times. But ultimately, I noticed through that, that also strengthened me and gave me the opportunity to lead my own women's group and answer the call when God called me. But I noticed from my surrendering to the Lord and Him changing me through listening and reading His word, you know, how I responded to my husband changed and how I responded to my daughter changed. And then through my responses and how I treated them, I could see a difference in my husband. And of course, if I'm using a gentler tone or saying things in a different manner, you know, his response would be sweeter and nicer, and it was easier to communicate. And then, you know, of course, my daughter is 7. And so she's seeing, you know, me and her stepfather interact, and she's seeing a difference. So then, you know, she's encouraged and she wants to read through the Bible now. She's reading through. She's a little bit more slow, but that's okay.
What?
She's almost done with Exodus. It's been a couple weeks. But just to see the change, you're just really, just by you surrendering to God, you being me, I tend to say the word you, but I don't mean you. I mean, I could mean you, but I'm referencing me in this situation. When people and myself surrender, like we talked about before, just it really gives God the opportunity to use you like how He wanted to. And I mean, it just changes lives. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you're in the Word, you know, God's word does not return void. And so just seeing that change in my family life and my work, and, you know, God uses those opportunities to bless us through that. So that's been a huge, huge thing in my world.
Yeah. And I feel like I've seen a huge change too, like in you. Yeah. Like it's been really cool to watch, you know, and I think that that's one thing that's really great about being in these types of friendships is it doesn't just strengthen you, but like you get to be a part of somebody's journey, you know, and
yeah,
you get to
do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you get to cheer her on, and you get to celebrate with your friends when, you know, like even just today, we had a huge prayer request for Tiffany answered, you know, mm-hmm. And it's like, I felt like it was a prayer for myself being answered, you know, I was like so excited about it. And so it's been really cool to like watch Chris say, okay, I'm going to do this. And do it, and then see the ripple effect even now, mm-hmm. a couple months later, you know. And then when she's like, oh, my daughter is going to do, you know, read through the Bible, and it's like, what? That's incredible. And
Seeing her heart posture while she did it, I think mm-hmm. that was what I was hesitant in the beginning, because I hear a lot of people like, well, I read through the Bible, and I'm like, great, what'd you learn? And it almost feels like a competitive thing, which mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with it. But Chris is a little competitive, and I was like,
just a little bit.
How is she going to handle this? And then Maggie explained it. She was like, no, it's like, it's getting that world, like just that big exterior view, just that, you know, you're not going to be able to really dive in, but it gives you just this, how'd you explain it, Maggie? Like,
oh,
this.
It's a tree.
Yes.
So this is how the guy who wrote it explained it. He said, I want you to get the whole picture of the tree, the whole narrative. Mm-hmm. So you're not zooming in on the leaves, but I want you to see like the whole, cause yeah, I did it in 2021. Okay. So last year, I feel like it was, I guess it's almost 2 years ago now. It feels like it was forever ago.
Exactly.
Cause I did in January of last year. So it is almost 2 years. But I remember my concept, you know, because you always hear people say, oh, the God of the Old Testament. My understanding of God in the Old Testament completely changed. Absolutely. When you were just reading back to back how the Israelites were, how the kings were, and, you know, just like seeing the
similar
constant,
today sometimes, you know,
yeah, like I'm like, oh, so I am just like them. Just the constant God's goodness, failure of man, God's goodness, failure of man, like God's goodness, like God's faithfulness.
Redemption, like crash.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, when you read it back to back to back to back, you're like, oh my gosh, God, how have you not flooded the earth like every other month?
But see, that's what I love. And we'll wrap this up because we got to end this. We could talk all night, but we're probably hitting an hour or so. Yeah. Whatever. It's what
join
it
our
is.
Boxer if you want.
Yeah, we should have known. But I will say that was one of the biggest things was seeing Chris's heart posture in it. It wasn't just a box to check. Mm-hmm. It was genuinely her placing this into her heart and into her mind and into who she was. And it was changing her, like, in a really cool way. Like, it was just, and when you finished, oh, I could cry right now. Like, I was so proud. Like, it was just the coolest thing ever. We were just so proud of her. And I think, Chris, like, you could have probably ran to the top of a mountain when you finished that. Like, you were on
fire. She could probably run to the top of a mountain now.
It was so good. It was so good. And it was like, that was one of those things, like, okay, say, you know, you do whatever in your life. You're like, oh, I made this. Okay, cool. Or I lost this much weight. Okay, well, great. But, like, that is something that you'll never regret that is now in you. Like, you have literally put this into your mind, and something that it's the consequences of this are going to be so good and so full because mm-hmm. the word of God has been washed over you in its entirety. Like, it's just crazy to think about. So anyways, I just love that you did that. And I love that your heart, how it was through it. You could see it. It was in your face. It was in the way you talked. Like, what's in your heart? I'm struggling with finding exactly where the scripture is. So I don't know if this is actually, I know it comes out through your mouth, but mm-hmm. like my daughter's school says, what's in your heart comes out through your face, then through your mouth, then through your hand. And I saw that, like, her fruit, you know, what it produced. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was just so beautiful. And yeah, so I haven't done it yet. I'm not doing 30 day shred.
January.
But that's
coming up for you.
All right. Well, we need to end. I think that was fun. We'll come back for more of these. This is kind of, as you meet the team, Maggie does a lot of our teaching and she's going to do a lot more of it, which is, I love listening. I've learned my daughter wants me to play them, which I love. I am more of the let's get on and just have a nice little chat and see what happens. So when you hear me, usually that's what I'm here to do. I'm not the teacher of the group. So, but other than that, anyone else have anything they want to say before we wrap it up? No.
No.
Nope. Okay. Everyone's tired. It's time for bed. All right, friends. Well, until next time, God bless. And thanks for listening. We hope that you'll come back for the next one. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Here at Truth Rising, we believe in the power of prayer. And today, we want to pray a blessing over you and your family. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.